Edit. This story corrects incorrect facts about the owner of 1815 Stadacona Street West. City Council has appointed Jordan Hoffert as a new building official for the city of Moose Jaw, who replaces one of two in-house officials who quit in May. Council unanimously approved Hoffert's appointment during its June 27 regular meeting, using Section 16 of the Construction Code Act as its authority, and instructed the mayor and city clerk to sign the appointment certificate. City Hall has contracted building official duties, as required, to Municode Services Limited. Since 2009, and after the two in-house building officials quit last month, the company has been completing all work for building inspections and plan reviews, a council report said. Meanwhile, the municipality is actively recruiting more in-house building officials. The current building officials include Clayton Meyer, Ryan Thiessen, Travis Ilkin, Shenna Cartier, Clint Vargo and Hoffert. Council member appointments. During the same meeting, council appointed Count Kim Robinson as deputy mayor from July 1 to August 31 and or until a successor is named. Council appointed Count Doug Blanc as chairman of the executive committee from July 1 to August 31 and or until a successor is named. Also, council appointed Count Jamie Logan as chairman of the personnel committee from July 1 to August 31 and or until a successor is named. Land sale for business expansion. Council approved a motion during the June 27 regular meeting that it had originally recommended for approval during its June 13 executive committee. Council authorized city administration to proceed with a street and lane closure bylaw for land on Stadacona Street West that includes all of St. L. 12, Plan F3370X13, Block, Par S1, Plan 102,272,352 and St. L. 7, Plan F3370X8. Once completed, city administration will proceed with the subdivision and direct land sale to the business, Laros Equipment South Limited, of 1815 Stadacona Street West for a purchase price of $30,000 per acre plus GST. This will comprise about 2.70 acres that a legal survey will help determine. The company will be responsible for covering all other associated fees, while the mayor and city clerk will sign the purchase and sales agreement between the city of Moose Jaw and Laros Equipment South, also known as 102,069,948 Saskatchewan Limited. The next regular council meeting is Monday, July 11.